Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Beck, we all know what happened in the last game. From a player standpoint, and for what Lindy Ruff has been telling you guys in meetings and film sessions and everything, how can you guys avoid the things that have been happening where you go 7-2 and then you lose 4, or you go 4-1 and then you lose 3? I mean, to get that consistency maybe that that you're looking for.
Yeah, I think as a group, that word consistency is huge, right? And it's a lot of it, I think, comes, you know, on our shoulders, man to man, what we're going to do in those high pressure situations that are winning hockey plays, right? I think every single one of us in this room probably has a player or two that we would like to take back from last game in those second two periods. So I think the frustrating part is that it's not that far off. And maybe that's it seems cliche, but it's, you know, we have those moments in games that I think with, you know, slightly better puck decisions or, you know, positionally sound, you know, a lot of those plays don't happen and we end up on the right side of it. So I think we're staying really positive as a group and just accepting the challenge of a great team coming in here. They've obviously had a great start to the season. It's going to take our best, which I think brings the best out of everybody.
You came from the Washington Capitals. How can you draw on the experiences you had there, both in Washington and maybe in Hershey, you know, where you guys were winning a lot there too? What can you draw from that you can bring here?
Yeah, I think it probably touches on what I was just saying. It's the commitment in those moments when it's, you know, high pressure situations to make the right play. And, you know, there's obviously going to be three or four right plays. But, you know, what's the responsible play? Can you, you know, take your medicine and just advance the zone with the puck, even though there might be a play to be made, but you're late in shift and, you know, we're going to live to fight another day. And I think those are the biggest things that I've learned from last year and then previous years in the minors as well, is, you know, there's going to be times where you just have to take that battle on in the neutral zone or take that battle on in the offensive zone and just get it out, take a breather, reset, let everyone get back into position. And it's not always the prettiest of plays, but, you know, you can compound that with, you know, a great wall play in the defensive zone followed by a smart chip in the neutral zone creates offensive zone time. It doesn't always have to be through three sticks, slip plays to the backside. And I think that's the biggest thing that we have to to probably learn from, especially against teams like that who can capitalize on mistakes, is if we can just take our medicine sometimes and, make smart plays with the puck when those opportunities present themselves, then, you know, we can use our skill when it's there, but we need to be willing to be simple as well.
You said you guys are staying positive in here, but when you think it's like, you guys know you can do it. Mm-hmm. We've watched you do it.
Absolutely.
When you won 7 out of 9, we watched you play well defensively, mm-hmm. kill plays, score goals, do the things that Lindy Ruff wants you to do. Special teams were very good during those 9 games. Does it make it, I guess what I'm asking is, how do you stay positive when you just know you can do it, but then you won in the 4 games where you don't do it?
Yeah, obviously that's the challenge, right? And I think that falls onto the belief within the group, the belief with the guys sitting beside you that they're, you know, when they step on the ice, they're going to do their job for you, they're going to sacrifice for you. And It's so close. And I think that's where we just have to have that inner belief that we're going to do the right things. And if we can just tweak those small moments within games, it'll make a big difference. And, you know, we're hanging right in there still. Everything's still really tight. And I think that's got to be the biggest motivator. You know, you put three or four games back together, you're in a great spot. So we're looking forward. We're looking up to the challenge here. And I think it's obviously going to take our best hockey, but at the same time, that should bring out the best in everybody.
Let's talk about a play where you guys did do what you were supposed to do, your goal, where you got Obey Cabell and Krebs pressuring the puck. You head to the net. That's a real good example. That had to feel good, because isn't that a real good example of what we're talking about, of doing things the right way?
Yeah, obviously it felt great to have that puck go in. And like you said, it's a huge result of being together in the neutral zone. Kubi does a great job of picking up the puck, winning two or three puck battles throughout the neutral zone, and then makes an incredible pass. It's being connected in a group of three forwards along with our D, allowing us to, one guy might get beat, there's someone right there to recover for him, quickly pick off that puck and move the other way. And it's just the, that's exactly what we've been talking about, right? We want to have that connected group where we can recover on a small mistake and then turn that into positives.